played once, sir. For all time's sake.
Hoo-ah!
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Did you say... wait? Wait.
Hey, what happened?
Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you, and it's Friday, which is movie day here on The Takeaway. With me in the studio, of course, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, and Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway. Together, they host the Movie Date podcast. Guys, welcome.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Todd.
And this week we have two big, updates in the canon, a new Mission Impossible movie and a new vacation movie, both. First, trivia. This is my favorite part, you guys. You know, I love this. Don't answer now. Hold the answer in your mind. If you have it, we'll do the answer at the end of the segment. Here's the trivia. Cast your mind back to the original National Lampoon's Vacation in 1983. What future 30 Rock star had her film debut in National Lampoon's Vacation, 1983? Don't answer now. Think on it. Kristen, you're looking at me sideways like you might know. But for now, let's go on to the new Vacation film starring Ed Helms. People know him from The Daily Show and from the Hangover movies. He's now starring as young Griswold, who's grown up. Let's listen to a clip.
Look what your dad rented. That's a 2015 Tartan Prancer.
Did you say tartan, honey?
Yeah, tartan's the Honda of Albania. But this baby is pretty sweet. It's got all the latest Albanian technology. Check it out. Slam the door on my arm.
What?
It has a sensor. It won't let you slam the door on your arm or leg.
Honey, I'm not doing
the
that.
The rental guy showed me. Just do it.
Okay.
Do it.
There you go.
Oh!
Oh, my God! Ah!
I knew that was coming. But Kristen, you're laughing even in the studio. I think maybe you like this one, or at least you like that gag.
I did. This movie is so stupid, though. I have to just say, this is a delicious bucket of junk food. It's not memorable. It's not good for you. But gosh, it feels good when it's going down. It's the perfect kind of just summer silly popcorn movie. Everyone swears like a sailor in the movie. I do have to point that out, especially the two kids in the movie. And I especially like the two kids who play the brothers in the movie. And I thought Christina Applegate was just delightful. Silly, stupid, predictable, but really good fun.
Christina Applegate, Rafer, can be hilarious. Also, we should point out sort of the continuity here. Young Griswold has grown, Rusty has grown up. It used to be Anthony Michael Hall back right. in the day. Now it's Ed Helms. He's the dad taking his family on vacation. Does it work?
Exactly. I mean, that's really the most inspired joke in the film, as far as I'm concerned, because Ed Helms is so to the manner born to play this kind of good-hearted doofus with the family reprising all the horrors that happened to him in the original Vacation. I'm going to disagree with Kristen. I'm a huge fan of the original Vacation, which I thought was a very subversive and very wickedly funny film. This is just one long series of oops jokes. Oops, this is not a hot spring. It's actually a big puddle of raw sewage. Oops. And I just didn't find any of those jokes funny. Kristen's right when she said it's predictable. Even you saw that one a mile coming away, you know, with the door on the arm. I think all those jokes, you can spot them coming.
And still, I mean, I giggled a bit. Kristen, I haven't seen the movie. But I, you know, one or two oops jokes. I think on the ninth oops, maybe sometimes you start to lose your oops momentum a little bit.
The Albanian car is somewhat funny. I
it's
have to
hilarious.
Admit the latest Albanian technology
hilarious.
Is a funny joke.
I've heard other people in the control room talking about it, so I may at least watch some clips on the Albanian car, the Honda of Albania for sure. All right, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation. I know we have a clip of this. I'm already humming the tune in my head. That dun 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 dun. They've only made 900 of these. Let's listen to a clip.
Can you open the door?
I'm by the plane. Benji, can you open the door?
Maybe.
Open the door when I tell you! I'm on the plane! Open the door!
How'd you get in the plane?
Not in the plane! I'm on the plane! Open the door!
Rafer Guzman, I did love the promo trailer clip I saw on YouTube that said that Tom Cruise was actually strapped to the side of the plane for that stunt. I was impressed. Is it worth $12 of me being impressed?
I mean, this is actually only the fifth Mission Impossible,
okay.
Todd, not the 900th. Yeah, I think these films have done a really good job of staying alive and staying fun and being good, junky action fare with a big budget, great sets. And I still think Tom Cruise is like the best action star on the planet. He looks great hanging on that plane. He still looks great riding a motorcycle. I have seen Tom Cruise riding a motorcycle countless times, and I still think he just looks fantastic doing it. It's a lot of fun.
And you just just never get sick of it.
It never gets old for me.
Kristen Meinzer.
Oh, you're totally wrong about that, Rafer. You
really?
Are wrong. Yes, this does get old, and it does feel like the 900th film. I've liked a lot of the Mission Impossible films, but in this particular film, there's too much exposition. Some of the action sequences go on so long, you don't even remember why they are fighting, why they're on that plane.
That's true.
Why they're in that hole with all of the flooding water. You don't know why they're in some of these scenes because it's already been half an hour, and you've been there the whole time waiting for this action sequence to unfold. There's too many identity switches. I'm sorry.
You've got to have the identity switch. What's a Mission Impossible
I'm sorry.
Film without
no.
the identity switch?
No.
Christian,
no.
Sometimes the why just doesn't matter. They've gone over the cliff because they're falling. Don't you know? That's Mission Impossible. That's the new Mission Impossible film, Rogue Nation. Now let's get back to trivia, which was about Vacation. I asked you to cast your mind back to the original National Lampoon's Vacation in 1983. And I asked you which future 30 Rock star had her film debut in that original National Lampoon's Vacation. Kristen Meinzer.
I have no idea. Jane Krakowski?
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh,
Jane Krakowski, the future Jenna Maroney. Now, I should say we wanted to play a clip of Jane Krakowski from Vacation. We opted not to put it on the air because it's a little too gross for broadcast radio. Go back on YouTube and see it, and you'll see what I mean. We didn't want to put it on the air. That's Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast, along with Rafer Guzman, who's film critic for Newsday. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much, Todd.